There's good and bad news in the NTSB's annual aviation statistics. Airbus will pay for wing crack repairs. And three men are back on Earth after almost 6 months in space. Welcome aboard. This is Aero News for Monday, April 30th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. General aviation accidents, which continue to account for the greatest number of civil aviation accidents, reversed their downward trend over the previous 2 years, increasing from 1,439 in 2010 to 1,466 in 2011. This, according to the NTSB's just-released annual aviation statistics for 2011. While general aviation accidents were on the rise, fatal accidents and the number of fatalities were down. Other good news included the fact that while the number of general aviation flight hours was up in 2011, the accident rate per flight hours decreased from 6.63 in 2010 to 6.51 in 2011. For the second year in a row, there were no fatal accidents involving scheduled Part 121 air carriers or scheduled Part 135 commuter operations. The bad news was marked increases seen involving on-demand Part 135 operators, like charters, air taxis, air tours, and air medical operations. Total accidents involving on-demand Part 135 operations climbed from 31 in 2010 to 50 in 2011. While fatal accidents rose from 6 to 16 and fatalities rose from 17 to 41, the accident rate per 100,000 flight hours for on-demand Part 135 operations experienced the most dramatic rate increase among the major U.S. civil aviation segments, rising from 1.0 in 2010 to 1.5 in 2011. Airbus has announced that it will cover the costs airlines incur when repairing wing cracks, which have cropped up in many A380 Super Jumbo airplanes. The French news service AFP cites a report in the Sydney Morning Herald in which Airbus says it expects the cost of the repairs to be about $139 million, which it will cover. But the plane maker's CEO, John Leahy, told the paper that it is not typical that there would be any compensation above and beyond the actual cost of repairing the product. Leahy told the paper that the repairs would be covered under warranty and said again that the cracks, which have cropped up on some A380s in an area where the wing skin bonds to its underlying structure, are not a safety issue for the airplane. Rather, they are a maintenance issue. Well, it wasn't the Wabash or even Indiana, but three members of the Expedition 30 are back home again from the International Space Station. The crew undocked from the ISS and safely returned to Earth on Friday, wrapping up a 5.5-month mission in space. Commander Dan Burbank of NASA and Russian flight engineers Anatoly Ivanishin and Anton Shakaplerov landed their Soyuz TMA-22 spacecraft in Kazakhstan. The trio, which arrived at the station on November 16, 2011, spent a total of 165 days in space, 163 of them conducting research on the station. And speaking of space travel, Blue Origin, which normally shuns the attention of the media, said Thursday it has successfully tested the design of its next-generation space vehicle, completing a series of wind tunnel tests to refine the aerodynamic characteristics of the spacecraft's unique biconic shape. The tests were carried out as part of Blue Origin's partnership with NASA under the agency's Commercial Crew Development Program. The wind tunnel test validated Blue Origin's analysis of the space vehicle's aerodynamics during descent through the atmosphere and the ability to change its flight path, increasing the number of available landing opportunities each day and enhancing the vehicle's emergency return capability. More than 180 tests were conducted over the past several weeks at Lockheed Martin's high-speed wind tunnel facility in Dallas. Blue Origin is backed financially by Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. The 500th EC-145 helicopter was delivered by Eurocopter last Thursday. The aircraft, along with the 501st production helicopter, were provided to Transportes Aéreos Pegaso, which is the largest Mexican operator in the Gulf of Mexico. Pegaso already operates 13 EC-145s and four of the predecessor BK-117 versions, with an additional EC-145 to be provided in May. Eurocopter has delivered EC-145s to some 100 customers in 38 countries. It is used in a wide range of missions, including onshore and offshore airlift for the oil and gas industries, emergency medical services, police and public services, business and VIP transportation, along with a growing deployment for the maintenance of wind turbine fields. When Aero News continues, the FAA gives WAAS a 2-year extension. DHL goes around the world in style. And what not to post on Facebook.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News from Monday, April 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has awarded a 2-year contract extension to Raytheon to continue support services on the Wide Area Augmentation System, or WAAS, being deployed across the country. WAAS is designed to replace ground-based navigation equipment with a satellite-based system, thus providing greater coverage and operational flexibility. WAAS allows GPS to meet performance and safety standards for in-route and terminal operations, while non-precision approaches and approaches with vertical guidance benefit from the system's enhanced capability. The WAAS coverage area includes the continental United States, Alaska, Canada, and Mexico. Southern Air Holdings has taken delivery of its fourth 777F. The new aircraft will be immediately placed into service for DHL Express, on the shipper's new around-the-world service from Hong Kong to Los Angeles to Leipzig, Germany, and back to Hong Kong. The new route is designed to reduce shipping time from Asia-Pacific and the U.S. West Coast to 1 day and extends cargo pickup times for U.S. suppliers shipping to Europe. Southern Air's third 777F began flying this route earlier this month, and its first two have flown the Cincinnati to Bahrain to Hong Kong route for DHL since September 2011. Over the last 2 years, Southern Air has embarked upon an aggressive transformation from a pure 747-200 airline with an average fleet age of 33 years to a highly reliable, fuel-efficient fleet of 777Fs and 747SFs, with plans to introduce several 747-400F factory freighters by 2013. The Lockheed P-38 Glacier Girl, the fearsome twin-boom fighter aircraft that has become one of the world's most well-known warbirds since its rescue from the Greenland ice cap in 1992, will return to Oshkosh for air venture for the 20th anniversary of its first public appearance. The aircraft, which began flying in 2002 after a 10-year restoration, will be part of the week-long activities at Air Venture, the world's greatest aviation celebration, July 23rd to the 29th at Whitman Regional Airport. Glacier Girl's appearance comes 20 years after its first trip to Oshkosh, when the Greenland Expedition Society members Pat Epps, Don Brooks, and others brought the P-38's salvaged parts direct from the ice cap to the 1992 EAA fly-in convention in a DC-3. Where's the beef? A British search and rescue helicopter pilot knew right where it was, but he should have found a different way of going to get it. An unnamed pilot for Her Majesty's Coast Guard has been suspended after flying a CHC-operated helicopter on an 85-mile detour from northern Scotland to the island of Orkney after a training exercise. The Australian Herald Sun reports that part of the operation was captured on cell phone video and posted to YouTube. It has since been removed, though. The clip showed the aircraft landing in a field by a butcher shop and two crew members disembarking to retrieve a package of steaks from butchers waiting in the field. Who ever heard of a butcher shop with a fly-through window anyway? And a Pennsylvania man is having second thoughts about his Facebook postings. James Hansis was sentenced last week in a Montgomery County, Pennsylvania court to 9 to 22 years after his conviction of possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, criminal use of a communication facility, possession of drug paraphernalia, and conspiracy. A narcotics enforcement team had discovered in March of 2011 that Hansis had allegedly been smuggling large quantities of meth into the U.S. using his airplane, a 1959 Piper Comanche. The following month, local police learned that Hansis was flying into Wings Field in Whitpain Township, just north of Philadelphia. So they set a meetup, and the Times-Herald newspaper reports that an undercover officer was able to purchase a pound of meth from Hansis, who was subsequently arrested and his airplane seized. Police were able to track Hansis and set up the meet, despite the fact that he had filed no flight plan. But he had posted his itinerary on Facebook. That's all for this edition of Aero News. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer, and you're now cleared for departure.